Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So I want to talk today a little bit about some software that I've been using and absolutely love. This thing obviously being a game changer when it comes to taking notes as a coach, as a consultant, as an advisor, for a mortgage advisor, for example. This is something that I myself find really useful. When I take notes as a coach and as a consultant, I live by them. And I know that when I was a mortgage broker, it was the same. I needed to have my notes to hand in order to make sure that I knew who I was talking to and what we were talking about. Because with me, for example, I speak to people day in and day out, and if I don't have those notes to hand, I will not remember what we said. And I've normally made my own notes and my own notes taking system, but have been trying to lean into AI. And I've talked a little bit about this on this channel and on my podcast already, about how I used for a long time, I've been using the Zoom AI note summary taking, which again has been okay, but I've not found, after using it for a few months, it hasn't actually replaced my personal note taking system. But I found something that has, and I want to share it with you. I think this can be great for mortgage brokers and any business owners really, but mortgage brokers specifically, it can be great for them for note taking. If you're doing Zoom calls, it works for Teams, it works for Google Meet. So what I'm talking about here is a software called Fathom. So it's fathom.video, and it is an AI. So it says increase your productivity with your own free AI note taker. Now it says there, get started free forever. What this actually is, a note-taking summary format. I'm going to show you what mine looks like in regards to how I use it. I'm going to be using one of my clients' meetings, which is one that has got no real sense of information in it, so I'm happy to share it. And it's Anish Patel. Everyone knows I work with Anish. He's one of my longest time clients, but I'm going to show that one right now. So what this AI effectively software does is you can pretty much go, it plugs into Zoom, and when you're on Zoom, it'll come up like a recorder. So it'll be somebody else. Now, I find this a bit annoying, but it's you, the person you're talking to, and then it comes in as a second person. It'll automatically start recording that section. There's loads of other things you can do with it. You can add action points and highlight notes and all this stuff. I personally don't use it for that. I want it to just be a set and forget. And so this is why it's been really useful. But what you can then do is it just records in the background. Now, one of the things that's really good with it is it'll tell you if you're performing what they call a monologue, which is where you're talking for too long, and it will tell you the percentage of how much you've talked. Now, for coaching or for meeting calls, that's really important, because you want to make sure that you're letting your client, your prospect, whatever it may be, have the time to speak. And so if you're just explaining everything to them and not letting them talk, you're going to have definitely a worse outcome. So what I love about this tool is it's just a little thing in the corner that tells you effectively you're rambling, shut up and let the person speak. And it's this constant barometer through that hour meeting for me, where it allows me to go, okay, I need to pull back. And it'll tell me at the end of it, you performed 3 monologues, 5. And I think a monologue is if you're talking for longer than 2 minutes without the other person speaking. Brilliant. So I love that tool. But once you've done it and it's been recorded and the meeting is finished, you can go over and you can actually look at the meeting summary. Now, the meeting summary for this meeting, you'll be able to see what we actually have, and it's me and my funky glasses. What you actually get is you get a transcript of the actual meeting. So we've got the full meeting of us back and forth. But we also, which again is different to many other transcript services in which you normally just have one long word saying, it has the whole transcript. But what it also does then is it breaks it down into these meeting summaries. So you've got the topics, you've got the discussed, the mortgage brokerage business, content creation strategies, and dealing with compliance requests. In this specific one, we were talking about compliance. That's one of the meeting, that was a coaching meeting, but that's what this specific topic was about, which is why I'm going to share it in here, because not the whole thing, I'm not going to play it or anything, but I'm happy to use it because it's a problem that we all have. Now, it tells me what the purpose of the meeting is. It tells me the key takeaways. So here, need to add compliance disclaimer to old Instagram reels and to avoid issues with Mortgage Network. Focus on YouTube content on mortgage news, rates, and educational hypothetical scenarios, like develop content, batching systems to improve his efficiency, and limit client availability to increase the perceived value. That was the stuff that we're talking about in his session. So that was the key takeaway. Then it breaks it down all into topics. Now, what's really good, by the way, is all of these are clickable. So you can see by this that the whole thing has been done by us talking there. If I press on that, I'm able to just copy that and effectively just paste it into anything I want. Now, what's great with these videos is to just show you some of the ones that have been recorded. If I actually show you the ones that have been recorded here, if we click on here, these are all of the calls I've had so far whilst using it. And we're able to see that I've been using it for my clients, and it's been great. Now, these are all stored here. So these calls are all stored here for me to be able to look back on. And not just that, they're available to the clients because it's just a link. It's a web-based link. So the client can get a copy of, I don't do the full copy of the whole summary because they can see that there. What I do with mine is I will send my clients the key takeaways, maybe the next steps, and then the link to the video. And if they want to then watch that back, this is what I've been doing this last week or since trialing it out really over the last 2 or 3 days. Then what allows me to do is it allows me then to send it to them. If my clients then want to look back at it, they can look back at it, they can reference it. If we're doing screen sharing or tutorials in the session, they can reference it. It's for them. It doesn't cost me anything to do. And if it also for me is great that I'm able to go there so that when it comes to their next coaching session, I can go back in, I can read the notes, because I keep the notes to hand anyway in my own CRM system, but I will keep the key takeaways that I send them and then the next steps. But the links to the full-blown summary, transcription, and everything is all being saved in a note-taking place. Now, as I said, this is completely free, which I think is wicked. There is a paid version for it. So far, the paid version, what I look at, says that it's just about linking to Zapier and also having the ability to do a few other things like doing AI writing of email summaries. Personally, though, I don't need that or don't want that, so there's no need for me to pay this. I think it's $15 a month if you do it annually, so it's not a lot. So where would I see this fitting in for brokers? Honestly, I think it could be really useful. I think that for mortgage brokers, if you're doing appointments with clients, the ability to have this note taker come in here and you to be able to reference it for your own notes and them to be able to reference it for questions they've asked you, I think this is just an absolute no-brainer. So if you're doing Zoom calls or any type of video call, because it works with Teams and it works with Google Meets as well as Zoom, if you're doing that, this is a no-brainer to link in, start having it as a way to just add more value to your clients and the ability for you also to be able to track what's going on. It can be there just for you. It's a separate entity completely. Obviously, if you want to use it then for notes later, you can download the transcript and get the AI to do the transcript if you wanted to. But I just think this is such a good tool. And I now, for the foreseeable future anyway, I'm replacing this with the AI one from Zoom, because the AI one on Zoom is awful, absolutely awful. So I would say if you're thinking about trialing it, give it a go. That is fathom.video, worth a try. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.